Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Today's topic is about gardening, and we're going to have a couple plants as well as flowers and our ancestors' traditional teachings of medicinal properties and being beneficial for our forests and our four-legged creatures and our insects, our birds, our creatures of the flight. We want to take care of everybody. We want to take care of ourselves along with nature, along with the creatures that we share the space with. So let's take a look at a garden that's going to help us all. Our ancestors were fantastic in being balanced with nature and finding creative ways and learning about our healing properties and everything that we can do with nature. The marigold tea is also used topically as a gargle, as a mouthwash, used as a poultice. Marigold flowers are dried and prepared as a tea. It is used for treating inflammation of the mouth and throat, an upset stomach, menstrual cramps, menopausal symptoms, fever, viral infections, cancer, ulcers, and your intestinal tracts. It is also used to prevent muscle spasms and to start menstrual periods. Marigold is applied on the skin for nosebleeds, wounds, skin cancer, varicose veins, hemorrhoids, inflammation around the rectum and the inside of the eyelid. Some use marigold topically for acne, eczema, snake bites, and fungal infections, such as athlete's foot. And today, we learn that we will use these also, as our ancestors did with our teachings of the plants and the flowers. I love marigolds. I love the orange and the yellow. And they're just so strong and sturdy. They just grow and grow and grow. And they come back and you can regrow those. The seeds that come back have just fallen in. And these are actually annuals that you're going to bring back and replant again. So our flower garden, we kind of had some sumac in there, oxeye daisies, some violets, passion flowers, asters, black-eyed Susans, dandelions, sunflowers, and marigolds. And the last one that we'll cover are zinnias and cosmos. And they protect our environment. They're easy to grow. They protect your tomatoes from insects. They keep your cucumbers safe from beetles. They'll attract wasps and flies, which eat the insects that would destroy your garden plants. They attract hummingbirds, which eat the white flies before they can damage your tomatoes and cucumbers and your potatoes. And zinnias themselves pollinate it by the insects, typically the bees and the butterflies. And we need to make homes and food for our hummingbirds and our bees because they're losing their forests and their food lines at an alarming rate as we lose our forests. And we'll attract monarch butterflies to your garden with these. And you can grow some asters. Asters are used for an expectorant to relieve cough and loosen phlegm. And so that's going to be a really gorgeous garden. You're going to have a lot of colors and a lot of beauty in there and a lot of healing medicinal flowers along with attracting hummingbirds and bumblebees and giving them a habitat. helping yourself live healthy and balanced with nature. Enjoy that garden. I know I do. Shepherd's purse. Shepherd's purse is fantastic medicinally for females. It helps with the uterus. It helps with heavy menstrual periods. It helps with blood in the urine or any intestinal issues from bleeding ulcers. It works as an astringent. The shepherd's purse constricts blood vessels, causing the uterine muscle to contract, which helps reduce the bleeding. Our ancestors applied it to lacerations and traumatic injuries of the skin and lacerations and cuts to stop bleeding and promote healing. Also used for eczema and rashes of the skin. Blessed thistle. Some people use this for anorexia, indigestion, eating disorders. It can also assist in the production of nursing mothers. Blessed thistle also helps with internally for cancers and diabetes and gout and rheumatism when drank as a tea. Blessed thistle can be used for topical wounds and ulcers as well. Black cohosh. Black cohosh helps with hormonal changes, as well as aches and pains and coughing, and assists with lowering fevers. Known for depression and hot flash treatments, cramps. It's also great for arthritis and rheumatism. Black cohosh assists with lowering blood pressure. Our ancestors used it to treat rattlesnake bites. And with cautions, black cohosh has a caution with it, as do all our herbal remedies and all our ancestors' teachings. In our traditional ways of life, safety comes first, and knowing what you're ingesting in your body is always the smart way to go. And taking care of yourself for no ill side effects or contraindications with current medications that you may be on. So enjoy this herbal garden, our ancestors' teachings. And right about now, we have about 3 Ojibwe herbal gardens growing in our yard with fantastic medicinal properties, as well as beautifying our yard and helping the ecosystem. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.